The Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with chapter 16. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came up and testing Jesus. They asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, he says, when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given to it except for the sign of Jonah. And he left them, and he went away. And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, watch out, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They began to discuss among themselves, he's saying that didn't bring any bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said, you men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets full you picked up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you picked up? How is it then that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then they understood that he did not say to be aware of the leaven of the bread, but the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now when Jesus had come into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do they say the Son of Man is? And they said to him, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This should never happen to you. But he turned and he said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit will a man have if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Chapter 17. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on the high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking to him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell down to the ground and were not terrified, and were terrified. And Jesus came to them, and he touched them, and he said, get up, don't be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw that no one was there except Jesus himself. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and said, Elijah is coming and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come, and when they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished, so it's also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, falling on his knees before him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and is very ill, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered, and he said, you unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. This kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And while they were gathering together in Galilee, not Judea, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised up on the third day. And they were deeply grieved. When they came to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachma tax came up to Peter and says, does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax? He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect customs or poll tax? From the sons or from strangers? When Peter said, from strangers, he said, well, then the sons are exempt. However, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw in a hook. Take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for you and me. Matthew chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a child to himself, and he set him before them. And he said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not even enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones to stumble, whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and be cast into the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks should come, but woe to the man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it's better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have 2 hands or 2 feet and be cast into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. For it's better to you to enter with 1 eye than to have 2 eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven continually behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. What do you think then? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than all the 99 which have not gone astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones perish. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you've won your brother. If he does not listen to you, take 1 or 2 more with you so that by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every act may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if 2 of you agree on earth about anything that they might ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where 2 or 3 have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. Then Peter came and he said unto him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven, it may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with the slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought. And since he did not have the means to repay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, I will repay everything. And the lord of that slave felt compassion, and he released him and forgave him the debt. That slave went out, and he found one of his fellow servants, fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe." So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay." But he was unwilling, and he went and he threw him in prison till he should pay back what he had owed. So when the fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, the lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers till he should repay all that was owed to him. "My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from the heart." Matthew chapter 19. When Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And he answered and he says, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. And therefore God has joined together. Let no man separate." What God has joined together, let no man separate. They said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" And he said, "Because of the hardness of your heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery." And the disciples said, "Well, that's the relationship between a man and a wife like this. It's better not to ever marry." But he said to him, "Not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb. There are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. There are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who was able to accept this, let him accept it." Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray for them. And his disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After laying his hands on them, he departed from there. And someone came up to him, and he said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" He said, "Why are you asking me about what's good? There's only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." And he said to Jesus, "Well, which ones?" And Jesus said, "Thou shalt not commit murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And the young man said to him, "All these things I've kept. What am I still lacking?" And Jesus said, "If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." But the one young man heard this statement. He went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Truly, I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were very astonished and said, "Then who can be saved?" And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him, "Behold, we've left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for denarius for the day, he sent them into the vineyard. And when he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, And to those he said, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went. And again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour he went out and he found others standing around and said to him, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said, because no one's hired us. And he said to them, you too, go into the vineyard. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first. When those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. When those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day. But he answered and he said to them, but friend, if I am doing you no wrong at all, did you not agree to work for me for a denarius? Take what's yours and go. But if I wish to give the last man the same as you, is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I'm a generous man? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves. And on the way he said, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And he will be handed, and they will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and on the third day he will be raised up. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, What do you want? What do you wish? And he said to him, command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit on one on your right side and one on your left. But Jesus answered, you do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? And they said, we are able. And he said to them, my cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, that is not mine to give, but it is for those to whom it has been prepared by my Father. And hearing this, the 10 became indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. And two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. And the crowd sternly told them to be quiet. But they cried out all the more, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus stopped and called him and said, what do you want from me to do for you? They said, Lord, we want to see. We want our eyes to be opened. Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him.